Welcome to our once-a-week podcast entitled, What's in a Hymn? It reflects on some of the hymns that God's people have sung for generations. Today we reflect on the hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. This may not be as well known as some of the other hymns we have considered, but the simplicity and the sincerity of the words touches the hearts of many Christians. It was written by William Featherston, 1842 to 1870, when he was a teenager. It expresses his devotion to Jesus following his conversion. But it has been the testimony of many Christians since, all along their life's journey. Catherine Booth, who was married to the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, sang it on her deathbed. The hymn begins with these words, My Jesus, I love thee. In his first letter, Peter speaks of Jesus as the one whom having not seen, we love. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. John, in his first letter, speaks of our love for God because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. And Jesus in John chapter 14 verse 23 says, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And all this is reflected in the hymn. But in addition, our love for Jesus is the warm response of the redeemed heart, prompted by the Holy Spirit. So what does this hymn reflect concerning our love for Jesus? In verse 1, we love him because he is our gracious Redeemer and Saviour. And with him we have a personal relationship. We can call him mine. But this relationship with him calls for an obedient response to all that he asks of us, calls for a desire to do all that pleases him. So, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Saviour, art thou. The verse finishes, as does each verse, with this statement. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In verse 2, we love him because he has first loved us. This is a direct reference to 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love him because of his love for us most fully expressed at Calvary. As we are reminded in John chapter 13, verse 1, Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end. So, I love thee because thou hast first loved me. And purchase my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. Such a love that chooses us and dies for us prompts a response from us. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Verse 3 is very much preoccupied with death, and it might seem strange that one so young should write about his coming death. I'll love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say when the death dew lies cold on my brow. But when this hymn was written, the average life expectancy was about 40. There wasn't modern medicine. Indeed, the author died at the age of 27. But there is a confident testimony in this verse. That just as he will demonstrate his love for Jesus in life, he will also demonstrate it as he is dying. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. For the author, death and the grave is not the end of it. He is clearly trusting in the promise of Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. For verse 4 is so uplifting and filled with this assurance. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. The focus on love for Jesus permeates the hymn from the first line. The words love or loved appear 10 times. It's a hymn that expresses total love, devotion and commitment to Jesus in a language of intimacy. And it is a love that is expressed at every stage of the Christian life. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. May this hymn encourage us to delight more in our Saviour and so draw us closer to him. Amen.